A couple of things you need to be aware of. About 10% of you are going to go to sleep. It's still effective if you're snoring. It might not be as effective for the person sitting next to you. I'm not kidding you. It happens. And so if there is someone beside you or in the vicinity snoring, try your best to just ignore it. Don't poke them so they'll stop, because they'll just start again. Just relax. It'll be over before too long. For those of you who have been significantly abused, when we get to that release point, things are going to be released from your body. You may not feel it, but what it's going to do is also bring up some emotion as these things begin to leave your body. Now, you're not being re-triggered, but you will feel some emotion. If that happens to you, just take care of yourself. Which means if you need to get up and walk around, do that. If you need to leave, do that. There's no judgment against you. It wasn't your fault. The Lord is trying to work you through this process. If there is someone who begins to cry or demonstrate some kind of emotion, do not go to them and hug them, touch them, pat them, whatever. Leave them alone. There will be a few individuals who will be walking around. Pat will be one of them. And if you're one of those individuals and somebody touches you, it's somebody on the staff here, or it's Pat, Cindy, or whoever. Unless she's sleeping and snoring. Then it may be your husband. I think that's it. Get comfortable. We would appreciate it if you didn't drool on the chairs if you're going to sleep. Father, I take authority over everything that will not bow its knee to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from participating, attempting to influence or shape anything that goes on here this evening. We kick you to the curb. You have no place here. You have no place in us, and we give you none. We kick you to the curb. Holy Spirit, we invite you. You're the healer. You're the comforter. You're the bearer of truth. So we ask you to come. I ask you to minister to those whom you love. I ask you to heal. I ask you to bring order. I ask you to restore and love on those who've chosen to come Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to disconnect each and every one of those who are here tonight from any second heaven entity or higher order demonic entity that has gained access to them through the things that they have suffered. I ask you to do that from the moment they were conceived through today. I ask you to disconnect them from death, from disorder, from confusion, destruction, all manner of abandonment and rejection. rage and murder. And Father, I ask you in Jesus' name that you would also cancel any contracts or places of agreement between other higher order demonic entities that have been engaged to make the attack of trauma more effective against their lives. I also ask you, Father, that you would cancel, cut off, destroy any kind of generationally transmitted trauma that came down through their family line, that was imparted to them by their caretakers, their mothers, their grandmothers, aunts, uncles, brothers and sisters. And I ask you, Father, that you would remove any second heaven entity or any demonic entity that's been established in their family line to repeat in succeeding generations the occurrence of trauma in their lives. I ask you to break any occult curses that have been pronounced over them or at them. I ask you to sever from them the assignments of others who have been jealous of them. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name that you would separate them from any individual who means them harm, who refuses to forgive or love. Who has sucked life from them. And Father, I ask you in Jesus' name that you would cancel any familiar spirit that's been established to follow them, to track them, to pursue them, to see to it that trauma occurs on anniversaries. I ask you to remove every signpost from their lives, any markers, any devices even that the enemy has put on them to keep track of them, to see to it that at some special time in their lives, they're open to attack. For those who have been abused, I remove the marker that has been put on them that declared that they are victims and that they are victimizable. I just remove that from them in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Father, to mark them as your own. But they're no longer victims, no longer open to attack, that they are protected, that they are watched over by the Holy Spirit. Father, for any of those who have dismissed any portion of themselves because it made them more vulnerable, more open to attack, I ask you to forgive them, and I ask you to restore that portion to them, that you would not only cleanse it of any defilement of any place that it has been, cancel any assignment of familiar spirits to hold it in that place, and reunify it, that the fullness of who they were created to be may be realized. For anyone who has had some portion of themselves stolen, held prisoner or captive because of trauma, I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would immediately send a cohort of angels to rescue it. Scripture declares that the prison doors are open. And I ask that you would have those angels escort that portion of them back to them. And I ask, Father, that you would reunify it in this time, space, place, and dimension at the current age and maturity level. And that you would likewise cleanse it of any defilement, whether temporal or spiritual. I take authority over their bodies right now for a few minutes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command your body to release all of the long-term effects of trauma, however and wherever it has been stored in your body, all the way down to the cellular level. I command it to release it. And you'll come out without harm or injury. I speak life to your lymphatic system to carry out anything from your body that doesn't belong there. Memories of accidents, injuries, surgeries, beatings, abuse. Just let it go. Just let it go. The Lord Jesus Christ owns it. That's what he died for. Let him have the reward of his suffering. I command out of your body anything of an excess nature, of any medication, any drug, anything that you inhaled, injected, ingested, came through your skin, that's bonded with the natural products of your body and has become harmful to you. I command it out of your body right now in Jesus' name, especially anything that is bonded to the natural products of trauma, such as toxins, waste products. Let it go. Let it go. I command out of your bodies any residual memory of surgeries and invasive medical procedures, examinations, tests, difficult child delivery, command out of your bodies all of the memories of shock, of terror, of trauma. Of being cursed, shoved, held down against your will, pushed, left behind, pushed aside, ignored, held against your will. Abortions, divorces, loved ones lost, thefts, robberies, embezzlements, betrayals, business failures. Relationships that went south, and you never found out why. Career failures, job losses, being fired. I command out of your bodies even the short-term effects of trauma. Investment losses. Difficulties in retirement. Nagging health issues. Trouble with children or senior adults. Difficulties with grandchildren. Neighbors, business associates, the stress and tension that goes along with feeling stuck, no progress, no relief, just let it go. Just let it go. Just let it go. Command you to let go of all of the effects of worry. Worry about the future. Worry about the past. Worry about resources. Worry about your job. Worry about your marriage. Just let it all go. Just let it all go. Command out of your bodies the effect of secondary trauma, of hearing the stories of death and destruction, of witnessing accidents and murder and violence. Of hearing of losses. I command out of your bodies the effects of living with drug or alcohol addicted parents, the workaholics and rageaholics, the hyper-perfectionist, the absentee and emotionally disconnected parents. The difficulty of living in a dysfunctional marriage or relationship. Just let it go. For those of you who have been raped, sexually abused, I just command out of your body any sensations, any memory of defiling touch. Even the smells the tastes, the sounds, anything connected with it. Just let it go. Father, I ask you also in Jesus' name that you would disconnect, even remove every trigger mechanism that is tied to those traumatic memories. Whether it's a smell, a taste, a sound, a feeling. Disconnect it, Lord. Just disconnect it. I command your bodies to release all of the effects of the unrelenting weight of responsibility. Unsolved problems. Financial pressure. Excessive debt. Poverty. Disappointment. Disillusionment. Unfulfilled dreams and expectations. Just let it all go. Even command out of your body all of the weariness of working too long, too hard, under difficult conditions, under significant pressure. Just release it. Just release it. Father, I pray over their brains. I ask, Father, in Jesus' name, if there has been any disconnection between hemispheres of the brain as a result of the trauma that they have experienced. I ask, Father, that you would reunify it, restore whatever connectivity has been lost or forfeited, whatever has been damaged, whether it's electrical, magnetic, whether it's circulation, just restore, restore, restore. I ask, Father, that you would restore any damage to nerve sheaths. Complete any development that was stalled, hampered. Father, recreate, rebuild, reestablish any electrical or enzyme connections that are necessary. That the flow of signals would be proper. Restore order. Restore order and functionality. I ask you, Father, to restore damage or diminish production capacity to any gland of the brain. The amygdala, the pineal, hypothalamus, pituitary, thalamus. Or anything that they are directly connected to. Restore them to full functionality. Father, if there's any enzyme that needs to be increased or decreased, restore balance. I ask, Father, also that you would restore balance to their bodies. That every system in their body would operate as it was designed. And that they would operate in unity and harmony with every other system in their body. So that they can walk in a level of divine health that has escaped them. I ask, Father, that you would repair any damage to functions of their body as a result of trauma. Whether it's nerves or circulation. Muscles, connective tissue, bones. Father, we just command all of the effects out of trauma out of every element of their body, including hair and fingernails. Just be gone in Jesus' name. Father, reestablish your perfect order. That the fullness of good health may overtake them. And Father, even as you offered me good days, full of energy, full of vitality, Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to restore those years of good days that you have for each of them. In Jesus' name, I shut down any pathway or portal that the enemy has been able to establish to whisper in your ear. I cut it off right now in Jesus' name. I remove any device that the enemy put on you to track you. Let's cut it off now in Jesus' name. I remove any marker that the occult practice has put on you. For those of you who have lived lives of prolonged and repeated trauma, you live in a state of high alert, always trying to assess everything around you for its ability to harm you. I would declare to you tonight that those days are over. The need is behind you. You were once helpless, hopeless, defenseless, voiceless, with no ability to protect yourself or defend yourself. That situation no longer exists. You're no longer helpless. You have resources. You're no longer hopeless. You have a voice. You're no longer defenseless. So I ask you to enter into that place that the Lord has created for you. Hebrews chapter 3 and 4 talks about a time that was prepared for you. That time is now. It is the time of Sabbath rest. It is not a time of inactivity. It is a time without stress, without the requirement to always be on guard. So I invite you to stand down, to enter into that place of rest. For the Lord has become your rear guard, and you have Holy Spirit to warn you of anything that you need to be warned about. You can enter into rest. It is your choice. And the grace of the Lord will be available to you to make it. You've spent a lot of time, energy, and effort. It's been exhausting. It's time to rest. It's time to rest. To allow the Lord Jesus Christ to bring rest upon you. So I invite you to enter into that place. It's been prepared for you. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name that you would also restore the proper circadian rhythms for them. Restore the appropriate sleep pattern that you designed for them. That when they lay their head on the pillow at night, they can do so in full confidence. That they will arise in the morning, regenerated, rejuvenated, filled with strength, to meet every challenge of the coming day. And as you are resting in the evening, I ask you, I challenge you to turn your spirit to the Father. Your spirit was created like that of your Father. It never sleeps nor slumbers. Turn your spirit to Him and draw from Him everything that you need for the coming day, for He knows every circumstance you're going to enter into. He knows every individual that you will encounter and what will be required of you, that you may be prepared in season and out. So get a download from Him every evening. Father, for those who have been physically and sexually assaulted as children, I ask you to reestablish the appropriate timetable for them. Reset their calendars. When those doors were open, they were opened prematurely, and they set things into disorder. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name that you would reset their calendars and their clocks to your time. Perfect time. And Father, I ask you in Jesus' name that you would reorder the filing cabinet of their memories. All of those that speak to them of being used, abused, rejected, abandoned. Father, would you move them to the back of the bus? And would you reorder that filing cabinet, that all of those that are easiest to get to, the ones that speak to them of being loved and honored, appreciated, enjoyed, connected, and loved, would not only be the first ones, but they would be the easiest ones to get to. And Father, for those who have buried the memories of abuse and have lost connection with them, Father, I ask you to provide connection, restore it, only to be recalled when it's needful for their healing. Otherwise, it doesn't pop up in the normal course of activities. Father, I ask you also to break, shatter, cut off, and destroy all understandings and connections with the secular belief system, with the systems of this world, and any assignments that have been made against them as a result of their participation in it. Father, I bless them. I bless them relationally. I bless them physically, emotionally, spiritually. I bless them financially. I bless them with peace. I bless them with joy. I bless them with long-lasting relationships. I bless them with discernment, wisdom, and understanding. I bless their pursuit of you. But most of all, I bless them with all the love that their hearts can hold. A sense of your presence. A tangible, unmistakable sense that you are with them, and a confidence that you will never leave them nor forsake them, that you are that friend who sticks closer than a brother. I bless them with the confidence that they can hear your voice, experience your grace and your mercy, and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, I bless them, for they are worthy of blessing. Amen.